Is Christmas music still playing in your home, or have you taken the tree down, packed up all the decorations, and put the music away? I know some of you are ready to move on. You like the feeling of cleaning it all up and breathing in a new year. I get it. I like to hang on to the season just a little while longer. Whether your tree is long gone or you plan for it to stay up for at least maybe another week or two, what I pray is that you heard what I heard this Christmas. Did you hear it? Did you not only hear the sounds of the season, but did you hear the reason for it all? That's what we've been talking about all month long. It's not just Christmas lights, carols, and gifts around your tree. It's the meta-narrative of Scripture, stories of men and women from the beginning of time called by God, used by God to fulfill His plan. This grand story gives meaning, context, and purpose to it all. It's a story that is still being written. Do you hear it? When you really hear it, your eyes are opened to the truth. When you receive it, your life is changed as a result, and you want to share it with those around you. Remember the shepherds in the field watching over their flock by night? They not only saw the angel of the Lord as well as the heavenly host, they heard the message, they heard the praise, they were changed by it. They responded, and they saw Jesus. And you better believe they never stopped talking about it. Did you hear what I heard? Have you seen what I've seen? Jesus, Messiah, has come. To really hear the true story of Christmas, you must hear with more than your ears. You must listen with a heart seeking to understand. Matthew 13:14. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Jesus is explaining to his disciples why he speaks in parables, quoting a 700-year-old prophecy from Isaiah 6, 9, and 10. He reminds his followers of when God had closed the spiritual eyes and ears of many in Israel because of sin. As a result, when Jesus walked among them, performed miracles right in front of them, taught with authority, and fulfilled all the prophecies foretold, they did not hear or see what was right in front of them. The words and parables of Jesus both lit a fire in the hearts of those open to hear and frustrated the minds of the spiritually deaf and blind. The message of Jesus' words do the same today. Do you hear what I hear? Do you see the truth I see? Do you allow the words of Jesus to water your dry soul? Is your life lived in obedience to the truth he proclaimed? The more you ignore it and reason it away, the more your eyes, ears, and heart grow calloused to it. I pray you hear what I hear. Christmas may be behind us, but Jesus is not only the reason for the season, he's the reason for every single day of my life. That's the truth. Hear it, be changed by it, and share it. That's what Christmas was and still is all about. I'm Lori Klein.